Hey there, this is Kathy York with a News Jack alert for you today, a twist on Thanksgiving. Newsjacking is grabbing a story in the news and giving it an interesting twist. I decided to combine two stories, so let's see what happens. I'm backing out of the tech and text world and jumping into a little U.S. history lesson with a thought-provoking development at the end. In the United States, we are approaching our annual Thanksgiving holiday in a few weeks. If you've watched the craziness in our country this year, you've seen many who are way confused in the American History Department. Let's make sure we have the story straight before using it as an excuse to set a town on fire. One of our problems is the 1619 Project. You may have heard of it. It taints the brave people who sailed for 2 months on the Mayflower to establish a colony here. They fled religious persecution and set out for the New World. Among several incorrect items, the 1619 Project sets the arrival of the Pilgrims in the wrong year. It also blames them for bringing slavery to this continent, which is untrue, and was part of the excuse for the insurrection in our streets. The first Pilgrims arrived in September 1620, not 1619, and they did not bring slaves with them. Unfortunately, slaves were here. They arrived as early as the 1500s. 7 weeks ago, we celebrated the 400th anniversary of those settlers landing 200 cold miles farther north than they anticipated. Our Thanksgiving tradition began with the Pilgrims' first harvest. They gathered in the fall of 1621 to thank God for their miraculous survival. Your country may celebrate a time of Thanksgiving too. I wanted to share an intriguing twist to our account as we head toward the fourth Thursday in November, which is our Thanksgiving Day. I had forgotten about the Pilgrims finding an English-speaking native in the land that would become America when they arrived in 1620. How did that happen? Well, someone has written that story. Squanto and the Miracle of Thanksgiving by Eric Metaxas shares the gripping tale. Now, this is a quick, easy, curl up on the couch with your kid teaching moment about the USA's beginnings. The book is inexpensive. It was fewer than $10 USD when I checked in September. It has excellent art, children love it, and it isn't boring for adults. A significant achievement, right? No matter when you celebrate it in your country, let me wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a chance to enjoy this engaging story from our history. I do have two URLs here for you to the book. You can go to the book on Eric Metaxas's site or on Amazon. You can use either of these buttons here. These are not affiliate links. If you purchase this book, I do not receive compensation of any kind. I want to thank you for your time. I know we're heading into a busy time of year, no matter where you live. Please contact me if you have one of those end-of-year projects in tech or writing. It's Kathy at KathyYork.com, KathyYork. I hope to talk with you soon. Bye.